The Bible study on KFUO Radio is underwritten by Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ in faithfulness, servanthood, responsiveness, and excellence, Concordia Seminary. Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The phone's open at 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. The Bible study underwritten by Concordia Seminary. Now, we've been working on this project for several months. We had to drag him off the golf course, but he's here. Former host on KFUO Radio, Pastor Don Matzett. This is really fun.
That's the same music you had.
Yeah, years ago.
No music.
When was the last time you were on the air on KFUO Radio? How many years has it been?
Let's see. When did I leave?
I can't remember.
I did when I was still in Pittsburgh. I was doing Sunday night issues, etc. That would probably be 2000, maybe. It's been 10 years.
Mm. Tell us about what's been happening for the past 10 years. You went to Pittsburgh and did some radio there and then took a call, I hear.
Well, I went to Pittsburgh because I had the opportunity to do... You remember, we used to do Reformation theology.
Mm-hmm.
And the program director at WORD-FM in Pittsburgh, 50,000-watt FM station, he went to one of the conferences at which I was speaking, and he found out I did radio here at KFUO. He said, I would love to have you come and do Reformation theology on a Salem station.
And that's a broadcast network.
Exactly, a huge evangelical network. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what an opportunity that would be able to present the theology of the Reformation to what I used to speak of, some of the wild and wacko evangelicals, you know what I mean? Anyway, I got there and started doing what I like to do, theology, doctrine, gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And the station manager said, I don't want that on our station.
Ah.
And so I wound up for about 3 years doing... Joni Harwell just walked in.
Yes. In fact, another fan of yours is out in the lobby there, who suggested you change your time slot from being opposite Rush Limbaugh to later in the afternoon. And then you moved the show.
And so anyway, I lasted there 3 years, and I got a call into a congregation in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. And I got to tell you, Paul, those 8 years in the parish were wonderful.
Did that culminate your career in the
parish? Oh, yeah, I loved it. I mean, this was a great church, and my wife was a church secretary. She did all the administration. I did the preaching and teach. You know, I discovered something in this congregation, Paul. The gospel works.
Yeah?
I told the leadership, I said, I'm going to come in here with one program. I'm going to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to you. And I believe that if the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially forgiveness of sins, justification, if that gets into the hearts of God's people, so they know that they have eternal life because of what Jesus did for them, it would affect stewardship, it would affect evangelism. And so all I did, my program was the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, I had one guy tell me, he says, you preach the same thing every Sunday. I said, you get tired of hearing it? He says, no.
Ah.
And the church changed, the stewardship, the evangelism. I mean, everything in that church changed as the probably 75-80% of the people in the congregation knew that if they died tonight, they'd go to heaven because of what Jesus had done. Mm. That good news of the gospel, it works.
You don't need gimmicks, incredible. Huh?
You don't need gimmicks.
Whatever happened to the charismatic movement? When you were on the air here, you were very knowledgeable about it, and it was a big deal 10 years ago. I don't hear much anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I was in the charismatic movement from 71 to 86. I got out of it in 86 because, in my opinion, it was going down a road that you couldn't... I mean, there were things happening that there was no basis in Scripture. And I got so tired of hearing these teachers coming along with all their opinions and ideas, and there's no basis in the Word of God. I've always been committed to one fact. I'll accept what is in Scripture. And when I got out of that, I began to rethink many of the doctrines that have been a part of the charismatic movement. But what happened to the movement? I think simply, Paul, many of the Lutheran charismatics that were in their congregations, they went to these charismatic super churches.
The mega churches.
The mega churches. And if you go into some of these charismatic mega churches and ask the question, how many of you are former something?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a former something. It's not an issue that these churches have done this massive evangelism. they have just simply taken people who were disgruntled in parts of other denominations.
I've got friends that I bicycle with who are former Roman Catholics, and they go to some of the right. so-called non-denominational churches. And I asked them why, and they said, because it's different, it's new, there's more to do, various reasons. They just got tired of the liturgy, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how I feel about that. I love the liturgy. I love the church year. By the way, folks, I'm sure you're aware of it, that tomorrow is Ascension, and I hope every one of you good people will wind up in church tomorrow evening. The Ascension's a very important part of the life of the church. Our Lord Jesus has been raised at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. And my two daughters go to a church where it's contemporary worship, Messiah, out in the county, mm-hmm. and St. Charles County. And I attend there from time to time, and they do, I think, a very good job. I was at the confirmation. My granddaughter was confirmed there, and I told the two pastors that was a wonderful service. Because it was. But there's something valuable to doing. I mean, if one of our good old Missouri Synod Lutherans, when they get to the end of life, they're going to remember, Lord, now let us thou thy servant depart in peace. They're not going to remember some of the choruses, perhaps, that they've sung in their mm-hmm. contemporary services. There's something very valuable about the liturgy, but there's also something valuable about conducting a worship service that is relevant, let's say, to young people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have 53 kids confirmed there.
Wow.
So they got to be doing something right. Mm-hmm. They've got to be doing something right. My granddaughter very much enjoyed the confirmation teaching. And anyway.
How many grandchildren?
I have 10 grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And my oldest grandchild is 20. Paul, I'm old, Paul.
It's been 10 years since Pastor Don Manson has been here. Call us at 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We'll take your calls here, and I believe we've got an incoming. You ready to go? Let's go to the phones here. You're on KFUO Radio with Pastor Don Manson. Good morning.
Hi, this is Lael. How you doing, Paul?
Lael Tornetto.
Yes.
Doing well, thank you. Lael worships at Webster Gardens Lutheran Church.
Mm. Right. Now, Pastor Manson, I was listening to the radio station about the time you were leaving, and I really enjoy your book on Christ's esteem. It just really does counteract all the self-esteem stuff that we have in our world and our culture today, and it really does focus and direct us to our proper roots where we should be. And I just wanted to let you know that I enjoy that book and hope that we can still get our hands on it somewhere. And my sister does attend Messiah. She's not used to the contemporary service, but she says it's a growing congregation, so that's marvelous. I'm glad to hear about all that.
Well, I thank you for the on the book. I mean, that Christ Esteem has sold well over 100,000 copies. And if you go to Amazon, they still have used copies. There was one guy on Amazon who was selling a new copy of Christ Esteem for $180.
Oh.
I'd like a cut of that one, Paul.
Oh, my God.
But there's still used copies available, and there's some new copies available on Amazon. And also, I will send Christ Esteem to anyone who wants it in terms of a PDF file.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone gets in touch with Paul here at the station and says, tell Matt that I'd like that copy of Christ Esteem, I'll send you a PDF file. I've got it on my computer.
Oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, Don, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Me, Don Matsett.
There you go.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lael. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Do you still follow the issues? Do you still find yourself doing show prep even though you're not on the air?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
I'm surprised.
I'm a member at Holy Cross in O'Fallon, and Pastor Wachter out there was kind enough to allow me to do the Sunday morning Bible class, and so I'm their Sunday morning Bible class leader. And so I am still in the Word. Mm-hmm. And so I get into we're doing Romans right now. And I love it. I mean, I need to keep this contact with the Word of God, with doctrine, theology, to stay fresh.
You used to talk about Lutheran identity when you were here 10 years. It's been 10 years, and people have their preferences, and you talk about changes in the church. And we even use the word brand now because the public brands you. The marketplace does that. Have you seen a change in the LCMS brand?
What can I tell you? I have basically... I haven't. I have not really stayed on top of what's going on in the LCMS. I was pastoring a congregation, and basically I have not stayed.
You did your thing, and most churches do,
right.
Don't they?
I have not followed much of what's going on within the LCMS.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my bad, I don't know. Mm. But I don't, I just don't like the political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Between you and me and anyone else out there listening.
505-7850.
Don't tell anybody.
1-800-730-2727. Darlene, you're on KFUO Radio with Pastor Don Matzett.
Greetings, gentlemen. Hi, Pastor Matzett. You may not remember...
Darlene, how can I possibly forget you?
God bless you, brother. Well, I just...
So how you been?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. There's been some pretty rough spots with the group and Word Faith and trying to get over it and heal and all of that business.
Yeah.
But, you know, I ended up joining Emmanuel Lutheran Chapel in North County, and I still have many doubts and questions and going on in my head, but I think God has been with me, and I just wanted to update you with that, and it's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, God bless, and take care, and stay in touch with...
Hey, hang in there, Darlene.
We miss you.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Through the years, you do develop a radio family, don't you?
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
I know James is listening. He'll be calling in a little bit later, and I hope Linda in Farmington gives us a call this morning.
Linda in Farmington.
Yes, indeed. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Well, I've got something fresh for you here. It's on the ChristianPost.com website. A national poll shows that while Americans are still holding on to some traditional moral values, it has validated immoral behaviors that are self-satisfying. The poll conducted by Gallup revealed 91% of respondents considered extramarital affairs immoral. In addition to cheating spouses, polygamy, cloning humans, suicide, and pornography all ranked as the top five immoral sins among Americans, a majority of respondents also ranked abortion as an immoral behavior. What do you make of that?
What are you saying, that our nation still has a moral compass, huh? Is that what the poll is indicating?
Yeah, in spite of the fact that all this stuff's being done left and right.
You know, I think, Paul, I think it's very important to understand that when you take God out of a society, and there's been some major efforts to take God out of the society, if you deal with this thing from a moral perspective, John Locke was actually the guy who was responsible for putting together the Constitution, or the philosophy of government that we follow. Thomas mm-hmm. Jefferson picked up on that. And the issue of morality is directly related to the fact in God we trust. I mean, law and order is derived from a higher source. As soon as you take God out of the picture, there's no longer any objective basis for what is right and what is wrong. So as it talked about the children of Israel before the judges, everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. And that's what's going on, I believe, in our country, is that people simply, if it feels good, do it.
And some of the pastors have expressed on KFUO that shame has evaporated. Shame's no longer an issue with people.
No, guilt, shame, conscience, these things have become, they're basically deadened. You know, I mean, and you wonder, where is it going to go from there?
Mm.
What is the next step? What is going to happen? I have my theories, but it seems to me that when I read the book of Romans, that God removes his hand from a people, that he gives them over to. And I don't know, I shudder when I think of the kind of world my grandchildren will be living in.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Karen, you're on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Thank you, Paul. Pastor, I hope you are still a pan-millennialist.
oh, yeah, it's all going to pan out in the end.
Yeah. I've used that many times.
Really?
With friends of mine.
I got to admit to you, that's not original with me. So don't say, as Matt had said, it came from somewhere else. But it's a good thought.
Yes. Thank you for all the thoughts you had those years. I enjoyed it very much.
Karen, do you have another memory?
Not that stands out high, but just I was in home health at the time and did a lot of driving with him and enjoyed it.
Thank you for calling.
You know, Paul, my interesting memories of this program, there used to be a man, I don't know if he still listens, who was very much against pornography. He'd call in, you know. And I remember one, this is a true story, maybe you remember it. He called in, he said, I'm getting tired of the sexual innuendos in our hymnody. And I said, well, what are you talking about? He says, well, last Sunday we sang about the angels prostrates falling.
I love that story.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I cracked up. I said, sir, you know, prostrate means to fall on your face. And then he pulled a Gilda Radner, remember, never mind, and hung up.
505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Do you have a Matzett memory? Give us a call. Here's Wade on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Oh, yeah, I have thousands of memories and still...
That's Wade Brooks, you know.
Yes, hi, Don.
Hi, Wade.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. The Roman series is excellent, so I'm pitching that for anybody in the...
Hey, yeah, I can't do that. I can't tell people to come to my church, but why don't you tell them?
Yeah, I'll tell them because I'm doing it. I'm leaving, going to that because the study's excellent and it's recorded on Holy Cross's website.
What is the...
I don't know. Just Google Holy Cross O'Fallon and it'll come right up.
Yeah, okay.
Don, could you talk to the... it still is very strong in evangelicalism, the... invite Jesus into your heart. I accept Jesus as Savior, and talk about how our salvation is outside of us, not inward like they advocate.
Sure. I remember Michael Horton. The Bible was talking about the fact that the heart of man is unspeakably sinful, and I mean he made the statement. He says, "You invite Jesus into your heart." And the question: why would he want to go there? <You know? laughs> But anyway. The Lutheran theology is extranos, meaning the Latin is outside of us. Everything that we hold to is not, it's not, I used to have a little motto I used to use on issues, etc., which was this thing called Christianity, it's not about you. Mm. It's about what God has done in Jesus Christ. And I think one of my criticisms of a lot of the contemporary music, it's all about me.
Me
first. Lord, I want to tell you this, I want to tell you that, I feel this way, Lord. When Christianity is objective, it's outside of me. It's what God has done for me. And it's not an issue of me accepting Christ. It's an issue of God accepting me in Christ Jesus. And so the truth of Christianity is not found within me. It's found outside of me. But, of course, as the Holy Spirit brings me to faith through the gospel, there's also a work that takes place within me. Mm-hmm. But the key is outside of us. It's extranos. What has God done for me in Christ Jesus? That's, you know, if a person's on their deathbed, they're not going to say, how do I feel about God? They're concerned with, how does God feel about me?
Yeah, great point. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Linda's on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Hey, Pastor.
Is this Linda from Farmington?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Pastor. Oh, we miss you.
You do. Kind of like a wart when it goes away, huh?
You never go away because you taught us so well.
Well, thank you.
Especially the radical grace that you taught and helped us understand. And I was like Darlene. I would have moments where I didn't understand it because I came from a background where, you know, you decide. I thought that's what they were teaching, but I think we can pick that up ourselves, even if someone's not teaching that. We'll think it's our choice. And this is what I also remember, when I think about you, I remember Friday, you would close with the benediction, and it just, you know,
wow.
God's prepared. Remember that?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I do.
Lord bless
you. Hey, Linda, thank you. How's everything going well with you?
Yes, everything's
good.
Because the Lord is good.
Amen.
And maybe since you're on as a pastor, I wanted to ask about in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul he's saying, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which has given me you word, how by the revelation that he made known unto me the mystery. Would you talk about the dispensation?
Well, that basically means a time period. You know, the time in which God's grace is given. Like Paul says in Romans 3, 21, but now the righteousness of God is revealed from heaven, having nothing to do with the law and the gospel. But now, this dispensation of God's grace, now is a day of salvation. Now is a day that God has manifested this incredible grace in Christ Jesus. It might be helpful that if you would read that verse in another version, like the NIV, I mean, the King James, I don't know how clear that is.
I had it in my heart, you know, that it was sort of like a method as well. Like,
yeah, you're right.
You were talking a method, like we can count on the gospel doing its work.
Amen.
And even if we're worried about this world, that gospel being dispensed, there's a mystery that it works. And
one of my favorite verses in Paul is when he says, God has chosen by the foolishness of what we preach to save the world. Imagine that. God has chosen to save the world by what it is we preach. I think every pastor, when he preaches a sermon, should ask himself the question, has the gospel been communicated clearly so that if an unbeliever is sitting out in the pew, the Holy Spirit can bring him to faith? God has chosen by the foolishness of what we preach.
And don't look at the dry bones out there. Say, I know what this word can do.
Amen.
So, hey, God bless you.
Linda,
before you go, now I want to share with Pastor Matz it's something he may not know about you. I have an Uncle Bill who has a place down in Farmington, and he knows Linda because Linda bakes pies for people and sometimes meals for people who maybe are recuperating from the hospital and that kind of thing. Now, I know you're humble, but is that true?
Well, he's talking about Grandma Clevin, and she's in heaven for years now. But when she was sick, I would make soup. And the last time I was at her house, I took some soup and sit there with her so she would eat. And when she laid down, she says, when I go, I'm going to say bye-bye, Linda. And I can still hear her, you know, saying that.
Linda, thanks for listening to KFUO.
Thank you, Linda.
Blessings to you. Moving up on break time here, Don. We're running out of time, but let's take one more call.
Time goes
here.
Fast when
this is Jane, and Jane says she has a Matzett memory. Go ahead, Jane. You're on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Hi, Pastor Don.
Hi, Jane.
I used to be Jane the Baptist.
Of course I remember you, Jane.
And now I'm Jane the Lutheran.
You finally got off of that decision theology, huh?
Yeah.
Name the day when you... Jane, let me ask you a question. Name the day when you were saved.
They were writing it in a book, and my husband and I wouldn't put it because
we didn't know.
And they were going to kick us out.
Remember what I told you. Name the day when you were saved. You should say Friday.
Yeah. Good Friday.
Good Friday.
But anyway, Dr. Nolan was on your program, and he was teaching about faith, and all he would talk about is Jesus, and you kept saying, we're talking about... faith, not Jesus, and that opened up a window that I can't be closed ever again. So thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Pastor Tom Hendrick, I hope you called back. We dropped a line here. Pastor Hendrick in Perryville wanted to talk to Pastor Don Matzett. And Ellen, you hang on through the break. We'll be right back. Pastor Don Matzett is our guest today on Ask the Pastor. Our phones are open at 505-7850 and 1-800-730-2727. The Bible Study, Ask the Pastor, underwritten by Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.
One of the core values of Concordia Seminary is faithfulness. Faithfulness to the Bible and the confessions of our church. Many people in America no longer believe that there is absolute truth. They say, you have your opinion, I have mine. All roads lead to heaven. But God has revealed truth. And we teach so that Concordia Seminary graduates will find winsome ways to present the truth.
At KFUO Radio, we receive emails from all over. Recently, we received this one from Kathleen in Arkansas. I love your programs and cannot begin to tell you how much it means to me to have the Bible study and Wrestling with the Basics, and I am exploring all the rest. For some reason, I am unable to listen to them live, either at work or at home. Nobody seems to be able to figure out why, so I am very thankful for the archives. God's richest blessings as you continue to reach out to a hurting world, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Kathleen, for your email contribution.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Notre Dame University is the so-called flagship of the Catholic pro-life faith. You may recall a couple years ago they invited President Barack Obama to speak at the graduation ceremony, and they honored the most pro-abortion president in our nation's history with an honorary doctoral degree. There was a huge outcry, and Notre Dame lost millions in contributions. In the wake of all this, the university president claimed they were totally pro-life. Well, the proof's in the pudding. Notre Dame's newest member of the Board of Trustees is Roxanne Martino, and she's given thousands of dollars to Emily's List, a pro-abortion political action committee with a mission of electing only women who support unlimited abortion. Notre Dame's dedication to unborn babies seems to be only lip service.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Never again. I'm Steve Coleman with today's Religion Roundup. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Jerusalem will never be divided, a policy that puts him at odds with the Palestinians and much of the world. Netanyahu spoke Tuesday on the eve of this Jerusalem Day, which commemorates Israel's capture of East Jerusalem in the 1967 Mideast War. He said archaeology has proven the city's ancient Jewish roots. Netanyahu spoke at a Jewish seminary in Jerusalem where 8 students were shot dead by a Palestinian gunman in 2008. Two of Atlanta's most prominent ministers are parting ways. Correspondent Aaron Haynes reports.
Bernice King, who is the youngest daughter of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., has announced that she will be leaving New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, which has made headlines for the sexual misconduct allegations that have plagued Bishop Eddie Long.
Settlements in those cases were announced last Friday. I'm Steve Coleman.
If it's in the headlines, we'll think about it. If it's a topic of conversation at the water cooler, we'll discuss it. If it's something we need to remember, I'll remind you. Hi, this is Dale Meyer, inviting you to hear the Meyer Minute on KFUO Radio. Weekday mornings and afternoons, I'll bring you fresh commentary from a Christian perspective. The Meyer Minute, addressing today's topics the way God sees it on KFUO Radio.
We have several short-form programs and quick sound bites on our website at kfuo.org. You'll find our sound bites at the center of our homepage, and the short-form programs are buttons to the right-hand side. The short-form programs are no more than a couple minutes long, and you'll find these inspirational programs informative and uplifting. Programs like the Meyer Minute, Front Porch Parenting, Do You Have a Minute, and By the Way. If you miss them on the radio or just want to listen to them again, click on to kfuo.org and listen today.
It's Ask the Pastor on the Bible Study, and we've got a special guest today. Pastor Don Matzett is here taking your calls. Now, you can ask about a Matzett memory, perhaps. Maybe you've got a question about theology. That's fine. If you have a golf question, Pastor is ready to tee off around 1 o'clock. This could be part of his warm-up today. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Pastor Chuck Spomer at Ascension Lutheran Church in Southwest St. Louis called to say to Don, you still sound like yourself.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. The difference is now I really have a face for radio.
You're holding up well. Well-tanned also.
Really?
Yeah. You're like that congressman, the Speaker of the House, Boehner, John Boehner,
there, yeah, right,
with that
right,
tan. Yeah.
Right.
Ellen's on the line, and she is a Don Matzett fan. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning, Pastor Matzett. It's so good to hear your voice
well,
again.
Well, thank you, Ellen. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. And I just want to tell you quickly, I discovered your program about 15 years ago. I was in the ELCA Lutheran Church, had been raised Missouri Synod, even checked out the charismatic movement in the early 60s, but I would listen to you faithfully every day, and I thought, what's going on here? I'm getting more food spiritual food listening to Pastor Mathis than I am in my home church. So I went right back to the Missouri church that I was raised in, and that was back in Minnesota. I'm in St. Louis now. But, you know, and also what I remember you saying, you already mentioned it, when people say to you, are you saved? When were you saved? You say, Friday. I have said that many times to people, some of my old cronies from way back in the 60s. And they're, what can they say, you know?
And if they want to know when you were born again, tell them Sunday, because you were raised with Christ to a new life.
That's right. But as much as I love my church home, my denomination, we have such scriptural truth and doctrine, once in a while, it seems like, do we get a little bit sluggish sometimes? And I agree with you. I could care less about the political stuff and all the gimmicks and stewardship and all that. Do we get a little bit sluggish? And is there room for just a little bit of a touch of spiritual renewal in our denomination and within our beautiful liturgical setting? And I hope they invite you back. Visit with us again real soon on KFUO. I'll hang up now and see what your response will be.
Well, thank you, Ellen. I think when you talk about the church is always in a state of renewal. The church is always in a state of reformation. Do we need renewal? Renew me, O eternal light. You know, and of course we need renewal. We need renewal every day. I think the important point that we need to make is, how do you do that? And I am convinced that the life and renewal of the church takes place when God's people, when their hearts are touched by the good news of the gospel. That's why we preach that gospel every Sunday.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Ron, you're on KFUO with Pastor Don Matson.
Yeah, glad to hear your voice again. Do you remember talking to a guy right before you left, and after the conversation you said, I had made you so mad that you couldn't even go home and kiss your wife?
I don't remember that, but there's been times like that.
Well, that was during the Brownsville revival thing when it was...
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
Well, just to let you know, you were right.
Well, thank you. I think I wish more people would realize that. I'm only kidding. No, that Brownsville revival and that the holy laughter and slain in the spirit.
I remember that.
Barking like a dog and drunkenness. I mean, that is... People say, this is a move of God. Well, where is this move of God? You know, where are all these things now that people were saying? I remember I had a guy called up, and he was talking about being slain in the spirit. I challenged him. I said, come to the studio, put your hand on me, and make me fall over. The guy never showed up. But where is all this stuff now?
Yeah. It's gone by the wayside.
It's gone by the way. And what remains?
The gospel.
The truth of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Glad to hear your voice.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Take care.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Pastor Don Matson is our guest today. Phones are open to you. Do you ever watch TV evangelists anymore? I remember you used to talk a lot about Benny Hinn when you were here. Now today, Joel Osteen is the star.
I could never figure out that when Benny swings his jacket, everyone falls over, but you never see the camera face the ceiling, do you?
Ah.
You never see the cameraman.
Cameraman, he can withstand that.
He can withstand that. And Joel, I don't watch any of that stuff. You know, it's why give the man any more publicity?
Mm. You taught us about theology of glory and theology of the cross and the distinctions through the years.
Theology of the cross begins with the law and brings us into the gospel. Theology of the cross is I'm a poor, miserable sinner. There's this particular woman, Joyce Meyer, who has her background in Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I remember reading one of her books saying, I'm not poor, I'm not miserable, I'm not a sinner. She was a former member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, which is kind of sad, because if I'm no longer poor, miserable sinner, then I no longer need Jesus and his shed blood on the cross. This theology of the cross brings us to the point of recognizing that we come before God realizing that we need his forgiveness, we need his grace. You cannot say every day and every way we're getting better and better, because we're not. To me, spiritual growth is not when a person is getting better and better, but when a person is recognizing more and more the depth of their sin, I know more about my sinful condition now, Paul, than I did 10 years ago. Mm. That means I'm growing. I'm growing in my appreciation for the shed blood on the cross. Because Christian growth is where you begin to realize more and more of your need for God's grace. That's the theology of the cross.
And apparently, more and more people connect Christianity with behavior, that there should be some improvement.
And self-improvement.
In self-improvement.
Self-improvement.
Uh-huh.
I think when John the Baptist said about Jesus, I must decrease, he must increase, you cannot theologically say that that interpretation applies to us, but you can kind of make that application. Maybe it's bad hermeneutics, but I think in the whole Christian life, we decrease, he increases. We come to a greater awareness of our sin and to a greater awareness of God's incredible grace.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Cindy Neff, I'm so glad you called. You're on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Pastor Matzett, when I heard you were going to be on, I almost was slain.
I know who you are, by the way. Okay, didn't you go to Webster Groves?
I did, but you remember, you told me to go to Peace.
Did I tell you? I remember you went to Peace, too.
We do go to Peace.
I remember you, Cindy.
Oh, no.
How could I not remember you?
Well, my husband still plays at golf, and he even retired and now is a marshal at a golf course.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, right. But remember, he still plays at golf. He gets to play all the golf he wants to play.
Does he play at it, or does he play it?
He plays at it, believe me. He does. But you brought our family into the Lutheran Church because of the Lutheran Church's very good theology. There's none better. We've got warts and bumps and all different kinds of problems, but the theology will never be beat. God's word is God's word, and Lutherans have an expression of God's word that is spot on.
You're exactly right. You know, I've often, you know, you think a pastor goes to seminary and he learns theology, and sometimes we think that he learns theology that would put him a peg above the laity who don't know theology. I think many times we don't realize that we learn theology to bring that theology to our people, to communicate that theology in ways that they are able to comprehend. I remember one of the things I used to say here a lot on issues, et cetera, is present the gospel in a way that Grandma Schmidt can understand it. And that can be done.
And I've turned into her.
Way to go, Grandma Schmidt.
I've only got two, but they seem like 10.
Yeah. I have 10, yes.
Yes, I know. Good talking to you, Pastor. Thank you. Please be on again.
Well, thank you, Cindy.
Paul, see that he gets invited, please.
We know we can get him in the wintertime.
Yeah, okay. I know. But you got to pay me mileage.
Good talking to you. Say hi to Diane.
Will do, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney says he doesn't think his Mormon faith will be an obstacle to winning the Republican presidential nomination. Romney tells NBC in an interview that he thinks most people of faith believe we're not electing a pastor-in-chief, we're electing a commander-in-chief. Through the years, you taught us about Mormonism. Is it still a cult?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not traditional Christianity. It's not. Anyway.
But they're really mainstreaming themselves.
They
as
try
Christians.
To, sure. They
In
try
fact,
to.
Dr. Jack Fiennes, biblical counselor in Springfield, Illinois, sent me a link to what looks like a Facebook page under the auspices of the Mormon Church, and it's got a picture of someone and how they're just like us and write to me, and that's how they're evangelizing. And there's just one face after another with a little description of who they are and where they are, and the last thing it says, and I'm a Mormon. And you can correspond with these people.
Yeah.
That positioning, that branding is going on. You've seen the billboards.
Well, when you say that there is another gospel, that there is another presentation of what our Lord Jesus has accomplished, and that is the Book of Mormon, the Bible plus the Book of Mormon, and you start dealing with the theology or the doctrines of Mormonism, in terms of the God makers and whatever, you can't say that this is mainline Christianity.
Both the Book of Mormon and the Quran come after the Bible. and supposedly are new revelations. Is there a common thread there? Is there
parallel? The difference is that the Mormon Church would say the Bible plus the Book of Mormon.
Okay.
Islam would say that the Quran. Well, yeah, they would accept the Old Testament and so forth. They accept that Jesus is a prophet. But the Quran is a higher revelation, a higher revelation than the people of the book. You see.
Mm-hmm. Are you still interested in cults and different alternative theologies? Do you follow that kind of thing?
Not really.
No? Do you still learn new things?
I hope so.
Yeah?
I mean, you've got to read stuff. You've got to stay on top of some things that are going on. I still find that when I prepare Bible study, I see something in Scripture I haven't seen before. That's the incredible nature of that book. It's like a little percolator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you keep going to it, and you keep discovering things you haven't seen before. Right now, like this morning, between 6 and 9, I was studying Romans chapter 2, and you begin to read Romans chapter 2, and the law that is implanted in the hearts of men, the Gentile. You know, I mean, this is incredible stuff. Every Christian should memorize or try to memorize that book of Romans.
Yes.
You're always learning new things about God's grace in Christ Jesus.
Little epiphanies along the way.
Exactly.
That Gallup survey we were talking about revealed some more information. A majority of respondents ranked abortion as an immoral behavior in this Gallup poll about morality. However, more respondents found cloning animals immoral, 62%, than doctor-assisted suicide, 48%, A narrow 45% of Americans believe assisted suicide is morally acceptable. Cloning of animals also outweighed the moral importance of embryonic stem cell research. Only 30% found it immoral. Fornication, 36%. Gambling, 31%. And divorce, 23%. Now, I think they talked to a former guest of yours, Don. The poll shows what Richard Land, president of Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, says is a deep-rooted problem with Americans' sense of priorities. Land says Americans' moral values are skewed to focus less on their obligations and responsibilities and more on their supposed rights and privileges. Was Richard Land a guest of yours?
Richard Land is Southern Baptist. We did have him on a couple times. The name is very familiar. I find it very interesting that cloning of animals outweighs the moral importance of embryonic stem cell research.
Does that indicate that people tend to worship creation more than the creator?
Yeah. I think the cloning of a little puppy dog is more important than, you know, whether grandma is if assisted suicide. You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand much of the thought processes today.
Of the culture. Perhaps you learn more about the culture from those grandchildren, huh?
Mm-hmm.
These days.
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
But I think so much today of the culture. I go to, for all my grandkids, I go to ball games and so forth, and how much these kids are given.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is put right in front of them. Everything is given to them. And I wonder how many of these kids really appreciate the things that they have. And the things that mom and dad provide for them, I think so much of it is taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, we made up our own ball games, didn't we?
Yeah. By the way, I heard you say once that you came to Concordia Seminary for the main reason was to play basketball. And look what happened.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a main reason. There was something about preparing for the ministry. But I would have to say that in my first few years, probably all the years, I very much enjoyed what was going on in a basketball court, more so than what was going on in hermeneutics class. mea culpa, right? Which is true.
Did you play with Pastor Dave Marth from Trinity?
Dave came after me.
Oh, was it?
Dave came after me, yeah. Right. I had the seminary fieldhouse scoring record there for a while. I think it's probably been broken by now.
Let's go to the phones, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Herman, you're on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Oh, yes, Dr. Matzett, Pastor Matzett, welcome back. Good to hear you again.
Well, thank you.
I have tapes I've made of your previous programs on issues, et cetera, that are, I just thought I'd mention that and talk about this revelation. Muhammad claims to supersede, certainly the Bible and the New Testament, and then Baha'u'llah out of Islam claims to supersede Muhammad.
Then you got Baha, right.
Yeah, and then you get Joseph Smith superseding with his revelation everything else, and now the lesbian Lady Gaga with her song Born That Way claims that her revelation of being a homosexual supersedes everybody else prior to that. So it's kind of curious how these stepping stones unfold of these claims of revelation.
Yeah, I remember years ago when I was in the charismatic movement, I was praying, Lord, give me a new revelation. And I got a new revelation, Herman. My new revelation was, there just ain't no new revelations.
Amen.
And which is a kind of a good revelation. I mean, all these things, everyone's looking for some truth that they could say is greater than what has been revealed in God's Word. It just doesn't exist.
Yes, I have your book, Christ Esteem.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Is that your bestseller?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think Christ is seen probably sold more than the other three.
Herman, thank you for the phone
call.
Thank you, Herman.
Thanks for listening. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I've been waiting for this phone call. James, you're on KFUO with Pastor Don Matzett.
Hello, Brother Paul, and good morning. It's good to hear you again.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I just heard Herman ask about Christ esteemed, and I was just wondering if you could kind of comment a little bit about Christ esteemed and how it's relevant to the church now, and what do you think happened to the, I know we talked a lot about Promise Keepers and men's movements on your show a little bit. What do you think has happened to that particular movement? And I'll hang up and listen.
Boy, I don't know what I know that I attended a Promise Keepers leadership meeting.
Yeah.
You remember when Dr. Barry, when all the denominational leaders were invited to join Bill McCartney out in Colorado, and Dr. Barry didn't go, he said, well, we'll send Matzett. You know? So I had the opportunity to be there with the leadership of Promise Keepers together with probably four or five other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Bill McCartney decided that he was going to give a freebie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were going to offer this stuff. And I don't know what happened to it. I remember talking to the leadership of Promise Keepers. I said, you know, you should have shirts that say, Jesus is my Promise Keeper, and that Jesus is my man of integrity. I remember the one guy said, yeah, but we've got thousands of those shirts that are already made up with, I'm a Promise Keeper.
Yeah.
I'm not a Promise Keeper. Jesus is my Promise Keeper.
Yeah, we're Promise Breakers.
That's
I learned from you.
And another thing, what else did Christ esteem? You hear, of course, today about the self-esteem movement, and, you know, many of our children are never told they do anything wrong. I understand the importance of having confidence, of believing that there are things you can do. If I stand up and hit my driver and say, boy, I'm going to hook this thing in the woods, I will hook it in the woods. You've got to have this sense of confidence, this sense of knowing what you're able to accomplish, but when you come before God, there's no room for self-esteem. We come before God not robed in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Christ. That's why in spiritual matters we esteem Jesus, not ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one lady called up and she said, I feel so good about it. When I think of the fact that if I was the only sinner in this world, that Jesus died for me, I feel so good about myself. I says, ma'am, what you're telling me is that your sins, without the rest of us contributing our share, were sufficient to put to death the Son of God on a cross. That makes you feel good about yourself.
Hmm.
That you are that big of a sinner that if I didn't contribute my share, Jesus still would have died. That gives you self-esteem. You ought to fall on your face before God saying, I have to be a miserable sinner.
Pastor Don Matzett, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. An old friend, Lois, on the line on KFUO Radio with Pastor Don Matzett.
Don Matzett, this is Lois Pete. You don't know me because I didn't call in very often on the days when you were there because I was still too shy and timid. But I have grown so much in my faith that now it's no problem at all for me to call in.
Well, thank you. That's great.
And I just want to tell you how much I learned from you when you were there. I have attributed so much of what I have accumulated over the years to you. And I remember one of the things that you used to always say when you came on the air was, it ain't about you folks, it's all about the objective truth of what Jesus has done for us. And I just look forward every day to hearing you on issues, etc. And I miss you terribly. And I just love you so much, and I just want you to know that.
And perhaps Judge Peek as well?
Well, he listens too, but not as often as I do.
Well, thank you. Wow.
God bless you and all that you do. Amen.
I'm always reminded, Paul, of Balaam's cantankerous mule and how the Lord opened his mouth.
But what is it like to hear somebody repeat something that you said on the radio? I mean, she soaked it up.
What can I tell you?
Lois remembers.
It's incredible. I mean, you don't realize when you're doing something the impact that you're having upon the lives of people. Mm-hmm. I think every pastor, when he gets up in the pulpit, can say that very same thing. The impact that the Word of God has upon the lives of people.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We could take a couple more calls. Meanwhile, the California megachurch founded by the Reverend Robert H. Schuller has filed a bankruptcy plan to pull the Crystal Cathedral out of debt by selling its campus and sanctuary to real estate investors for $47 million.
Can you imagine, Paul, an indoor tennis court with crystal around it? Wow.
Have you been there? Have you seen
it? Oh, yes,
that?
I've been there. Make a great indoor tennis center.
They're going to lease it back after they sell it. The church says its Hour of Power broadcasts also would continue. You know, it's interesting how all these other things fade away and then the church still stands.
The last thing you want to do is build a church upon yourself because you are going to die. And you are going to get old, and who's going to take your place when you're gone? These mega churches that are built upon mega pastors. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful about being in a denomination like the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. When I left Bridgeville in Pennsylvania, people were saying, oh, what are we going to do? They got a young guy in there now who's doing a bang-up job. Mm-hmm. And we believe that when we call a pastor, he's going to come with the same commitment to theology as every other pastor. Hopefully that will happen.
Hmm. So what's in store for you? What's in your future? What do you want to do other than golf and teach Bible study? Do you have any other plans?
Grandchildren. My wife and I do a lot of traveling. We've been on 5 or 6 cruises now. We've got a good big thing coming up in Tennessee. We've rented a couple condos. The entire family's coming down, which is kind of cool. I'm looking forward to the day when I'm 85 years old. I sit on a straight back chair with my little wife, and behind us are 75 people. Anyway, yeah, Paul, life is good.
Just over 70 right now. 71, are you?
I'm 71.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm feeling very good.
Any thoughts about perhaps another book or maybe a follow up to Christ Esteem?
No. I did a novel that I've never had published, which I think is probably one of the better things I've ever written. But I have no aspirations, Paul. Whatever comes my way, I assess it and see what's going to happen.
How is the writing process different from being on the radio, or is it similar?
It's totally different. You have to organize. On the radio, I would always fly by the seat of my pants.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel that is always the way you should do radio. You should have some things prepared, but for the most part, as you know, you fly by the seat of your pants. You trust that things are going to come into your head that you can talk
mm-hmm.
about.
Yeah.
But writing, you have to organize your thoughts. You have to put things together, and you have to put it together in an organized fashion.
And I think another reason why you were so popular here, and still are, on KFUO Radio is because you're so authentic. I mean, what you hear is what you get. That's the real deal. He's the real deal.
Well,
anyway,
tell my wife that.
Blessings to you. Thank you for being with us today. This was a special day for me personally.
Hey, I'd love to come back sometime, Paul.
Good. We'll do
that.
It's
great seeing you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Pastor Don Matzit. We thank you for listening and thank Concordia Seminary for underwriting the Bible study. More Ask the Pastor tomorrow, starting just after 11 on KFUO Radio. Listen Monday through Friday at this same time on The Bible Study. The Bible Study is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for The Bible Study to continue. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can contact us on the web at kfuo.org. Download programs from the Bible Study archives at kfuo.org. The Bible Study is underwritten by Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.